discussing the sugya daf on the dalet on the base. The Gemara says the dalet minim ma'akfin zezeh, that if you don't have one of the minim, then you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah. And the Rishonim all are troubled with the Gemara Menachos that seems to contradict our Gemara, because the Gemara Menachos says that yesh lo ein ma'akfin. If ain lo ma'akfin, we don't have all four minim, then they ma'akiv each other. But yesh lo ein ma'akfin. So what does that mean? It sounds like in a certain circumstance, the minim are not going to be ma'akiv each other. So we mentioned there are a number of shittas in the Rishonim. The Rabbeinu Tam says that all that Gemara is telling me is that lulav ein tzarech eged, that we pass them to Chachamim, the Rebbe Yehuda, that yesh lo ein ma'akfin, it's not ma'akiv to be ma'aged the minim together. You don't have to join them together. But avada, you have to pick them up a vasachas. You have to have a netilat vasachas to be yotzei the mitzvah. And the Bahag disagrees. The Bahag has his chiddush that yesh lo ein ma'akfin means that as long as you have all four minim, then you don't have to pick them up a vasachas. Even netilat bezachas is enough to fulfill the mitzvah. And then there's a further machlokas rishon within the Bahag. What does it mean that yesh lo, that you have the minim, so it's not ma'akev to pick them up a vasachas? The Ramban says that Yeshlo means that you're going to have the minim in one day. There's a mitzvah of Dalad minim, mitzvah lulav, each day of Yom Tov, mitzvah daraisa sometimes, a mitzvah derabanan other times. But the point is, each day is a different zman for the mitzvah. Says the Ramban, as long as Yeshlo, if you'll have the minim at some point in time during the day, then it's fine. Even if you don't own them when you first start picking them up, you pick up the lulav without owning the esrig, it's still okay according to the Ramban. The Rambam, as we interpreted, is a bit more limiting. He seems to say that you have to own the minim. They have the mitzuyan etzlo, which the Achronim seem to interpret, that you have to own all of the minim. They don't have to be munachim lefana, but you have to own them. Not like the Ramban, that they don't even have to be b'shusa. But according to the Rambam, they actually have to be b'shusa. And then the Rosh was the third shita. It's a shayla if the Rosh really is the third shita, machlokes Magen Avraham and the Gra, but according to the Gra, the Rosh is the third shita, that they have to be menachem lefan of all four minim, have to be in front of you in order to be out to the mitzvah. So we started discussing what is the machlokas rishonim. So I just want to chazer over, I just want to review what the different shittas are, and then we'll see that there are some nafkemina between the different shittas, between the different approaches in this halacha. So we said that there is a comment of the Ritva that the rishonim are holding that there's no need to have a tzirif between the minim. The Rabbeinu Tam clearly assumes that there has to be a tzirif between the minim. He holds that you need a netilah of asachas. It has to be together. It's a mitzvah achas. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's whole svar. It's a mitzvah achas. There has to be some kind of tzirif between them, and that's why he holds that you need a netilah of asachas. What does the Bahag hold, and all the Rishonim who follow the Bahag's shita? So the Ritva says they hold that you don't need a tzirif. So we pointed out, according to the Ramban, that makes a lot of sense. The Ramban holds that you really don't have to have anything that's joining the minim together except the fact that you're picking them up in the same day. Eitan wanted to say maybe that's the tzirif. Maybe the Ramban holds that it's the tzirif of the yom. But the poshuk really is that the Ramban holds that that's just the zman hamitzvah. There really is no need to have a tzirif in the minim. And that's why as long as you pick them up, you pick them up, you did the mitzvahs. It might be a mitzvah achas, the ma'akiv each other might be a mitzvah achas, but as long as you pick them up all in the same day, then you can be out to the mitzvah because there's no need for tzirif. According to the Rambam and the Rosh, it sounds like there is some kind of din of tzirif over here, that the din of lekicha tama, the complete lekicha, tells me that there is some kind of a tzirif between the minim. But the question is, what is the nature of that tzirif? And that could be the machlokas rishonim. The Rosh might hold that you need a maisa netila achas, you need one maisa netila for all four minim. But the chiddush of the Rosh is that even if you don't pick them up together, you pick them up as achazah, as long as they're munachim lefanav at the beginning, it's as if you picked them all up of asachas. It's a maisa netila arichta. It's one long maisa netila. According to the Rambam, lechora you can't say that. It's not as mistaber to say that, because if you only own the minim, but they're not lefanav, so what binds the netila of each one of the minim to make it one maisa netila? According to the Rashi, you can say that you need a maisa netila achas, but the fact that you pick them up one by one, but they're munachim lefanav, they're smuchim lefanav, they're right in front of him when you get started, that's as if you're picking them all up together. The hamshach of the maisa netila of the first min, it's viewed as one maisa netila. According to the Rambam, you do have to own the minim, but they don't have to be munachim lefanav when you start the mitzvah. So what does the Rambam hold? So we suggested the Rambam claims you don't need a maisa netila achas, you don't need one maisa netila. But you need some kind of a tzirif kol dehu of the minim. The fact that you own the minim, that's enough of a tziruf to say that it's a lakicha tama and you'll be able to be yotzei the mitzvah. So basically what emerges here is that the Rambam and the Rosh are debating what lakicha tama requires. Does it require just a tziruf kol dehu, or does it require more? It needs a mais and a tila achas. If it needs one mais netila, then you need a stronger tziruf. You might not need netila b'vasachas, right? So you certainly don't need eged, right? That's how we pass them. You might not need a netila b'vasachas either, but they have to be smuchim, they have to be munachim lefanov in order to be viewed as a mais, as one mais netila, so that you'll have a tziruf of the meaning. Or should we say, no, you only need a tziruf kol dehu? And the fact that you own them, that's enough to say that the minim amatzurafim together, and you'll be able to be yotze the mitzvah. What's an afkamina between these two approaches, aside from this question as to whether you need munachim lefanim? I mean, that's obviously the afkamina. We're describing what the machlokas is. Is it enough just to own the minim, or do they have to be munachim lefanim? Is there another afkamina? This is a very interesting machlokas achronim, not about whether you need to pick up the different minim together, but rather whether within each min, right, that you have three hadasim and two aravas, you have to pick up all of the aravas and all of the hadasim together, or can you pick them up bezer hazeh? The discussion of the Bahag and the Rabbi Natan is whether you can pick up the different min in bezer hazeh. But let's say you have within each min, right, three and two, there are different shiurim, right, different numbers of the min. Do you have to pick up all of those together, or can you pick them up bezer hazeh as well? So first of all, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis quotes a machlokas tanoim as to how many hadasim and arabas do you need. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Shlosh Hadasim Ushtei Arabas Lulavecha VeEsrog Echad. Rabbi Shmuel, this seems to be how we paskin. Rabbi Akiva holds you only need one of each. Rabbi Shmuel says that you need three hadasim and two arabas and one lulav and one esrog. That's the number that we have. So Zok Chazanish Nor Chaim and Simen Kufim Tes. Says, look, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have three adasim, two aravas, one esrog and one lulav. So, if you pass like the Bahag, that you can pick up the hadasim and the aravas and the lulav and the esrog b'zeh hazeh. Okay, but how about the two aravas and the three adasim? Do you have to pick those up together or not? So the Chazon Ish says, why should you have to pick them up together? If the din of lakicha tama tells me that I don't have to pick up the aravas and the hadasim and the esrog and the lulav together, I can do that bezer hazeh. So mistama the two aravas, the three hadasim, I can also pick up bezer hazeh. Ma'ishna zemizah. If that's lakicha tama, if lakicha tama tells me that bezer hazeh is sufficient, so within the aravas and the hadasim too, bezer hazeh should be sufficient. Ma'ishna zemizah. That's the Chazon Ish. That's the comment of the Chazon Ish. Sounds like a pretty innocuous comment of the Chazon Ish. This is in the packet. Chazon Ish says, "Lefi zeh, lefi ma shekotzu tosis v'shem bahag d'dalad minim yochol litla v'zeh chazeh, gam gimel hadas u'beis arabas yochol litla v'zeh chazeh." What's the difference? Three hadasim, two arabas. I need a lakicha tama within the min also. So if bezer hazeh is a lakicha tama, so then within the min it should be a lakicha tama too. Zok b'vmeya simcha, nay. B'vmeya simcha. Dor Sameach in his chidushim on Shas, he has a comment on page 3. Ulo mimnitel habadeh hadas o aravas bezer hazeh nira de lo yotza legami. Meir Simcha says he thinks if you take the three adasim and the two aravas bezer hazeh, that's not going to work. The Dafka B'dalad Minim Amar HaGemar. Dafka B'dalad Minim the Gemara said that you can take a Bezer HaZeh, but within the Min you can't. What's Mokas? If within the Min you can take Bezer HaZeh or not. So someone would suggest that maybe this Machlokas relates to this question of the Rosh and the Rama that we were addressing. What does Lakicha Tama mean? Does Lakicha Tama require one Mais and a Tila between the Minim? Well, no, it doesn't require Mais and a Tila. Between them, well, one mice and a teal. Keep in mind, according to the Rishonim, that you can take a bezer hazeh, the pshuto, you don't have one mice and a teal. The chiddush is that if lakicha tama requires a mice and a teal achas, maybe even bezer hazeh, we look at it as one extended mice and a teal. But the pshuto, it's not one mice and a teal. It's a chiddush to say that it's one mice and a teal. So that's part of the question. Does lakicha tama require one mice and a teal, but the chiddush of bezer hazeh is that even bezer hazeh is one mice and a teal? What do you say? No, It's not one ma'is netil if you take a bazar hazeh. So how does it work between the minim? The answer is maybe like a chatama does not require one ma'is netil. Maybe it only requires a tzir of koldahu, of owning all four minim, but you don't actually need one ma'is netil. Because if you were to need one ma'is netil, bazar hazeh wouldn't be enough. So that could be what Rav Meir Simcha and the Chazon Ish are disagreeing about. If you hold that Bezach Hazeh is still one Ma'is in Atila, that Lekicha Tama requires one Ma'is in Atila, but even if you take the Mina Bezach Hazeh, it's one Ma'is in Atila. So then there's no difference, Lechora, between the different Minim and within one Minim. If you assume that taking the different Mina Bezach Hazeh is still one Ma'is in Atila, so then taking one Min, the three Adasim, two Aravas, taking those Bezach Hazeh also is one Ma'is in Atila, and that also should be considered Lekicha Tama, it should work. That's what the Chazon Ish is assuming. He's assuming Lekicha Tama requires one Ma'is Netila, and even Bezer HaZeh is like one Ma'is Netila. So then there really is no difference between the different meaning and within one min. Even if you take a Bezer HaZeh within one min, that's called one Ma'is Netila, and that would be called a Lekicha Tama. Rav Meir Simcha is assuming the other way, that taking the min in Bezer HaZeh is not one Ma'is Netila, but it's still Lekicha Tama. It's called Lekicha Tama even though it's not one Ma'is Netila. Right? It's not one Ma'is Netila, it's just called Lekicha Tama, because Lekicha Tama doesn't require one Ma'is Netila, it only requires a Tzir of Koldahu between the Minim. Efshemen Kenzogin, maybe Lekicha Tama doesn't require a Ma'is Netila, one Ma'is Netila between the Minim, but Nistama within the Min, you have to have one Ma'is Netila of the Min. You can't just have a Tzir of Koldahu between the Hadassim, you have to pick up the Hadassim together. Chorim. Right? It's one thing to say that Lekicha Tama only requires a tzir of koldahu between the min. But mistama within the min, you should require one ma'is netila of the min. So if you hold that Bezer HaZeh still is one ma'is netila, then taka, you can pick up the hadasim separately, and that would be considered one ma'is netila. That would be sufficient. Just like picking up the different min of Bezer HaZeh is one ma'is netila, picking up the elements of one min should also be one ma'is netila. But if you assume Lekicha Tama just requires a tzir of koldahu, so that might be true between the minim, but it doesn't make any sense to be able to do multiple ma'is netilas within on one min. You have to pick up the min. There has to be mistama one ma'is netila within the min. So the chora, what Rav Meir Simcha is assuming is that Lekicha Tama does not require one ma'is. If you pick it up, you're not doing one ma'is netila. You just have a tzir of koldahu. So that's enough between the minim, but it's not going to be enough within each min. Yes, Sam.
Is there something that would make us say that you need one ma'is netila within each min? Or we're just saying that that's pasha, how the mitzvah is done? Because I don't understand why that would be any different than the dalim.
Why don't you need one ma'is netila between the minim? Because you're picking up each min. But if you pick them up as Bezer HaZeh, if you pick the hadasim up as Bezer HaZeh, what are you doing? You're picking up one hadas, but you're not picking up the whole min. It's like, if it's not one ma'is netila, so what are you doing? You're not picking up the min. It's one thing to pick up each min, but to pick up a min in a disjointed way, so then you're picking up half the min. It's like, if you only had one hadas, then you can't be yotze. But if it's not one ma'is netila, then basically you picked up one hadas, you put it down, then you pick up another hadas, that's not called picking up a full min. It's a tzir of koldahu, you own all of them together, but is that called picking up each min? Maybe not. Yes.
Just like turning on that, but couldn't you say the same thing? Like, oh, you did a fourth mitzvah of shaking of Netilas Lulav, then you did another fourth, and you did another fourth. Like, you didn't do the mitzvah. As in, using that logic, you could say you can't form the mitzvah
look,
either.
Look, I hear what you're saying. You could disagree, Misvara, but what I'm suggesting is there is a makom to distinguish between each min and between the min. If you hold that Bezer HaZeh is still one ma'is netila, so really there is no room to distinguish. Because if it's one ma'is netila, then it's just as good between the minim or within one minim. If you hold Lekicha Tama does not require one ma'is netila, so then there is room to say that if I don't pick up one min together, so what am I doing? I'm not picking up a min. The halacha is I have to somehow unite the minim in addition to picking up the minim. I have to pick up the minim, but I also have to unite the minim. I need a tzir of koldahu. So that might be enough for the tzirif between the minim, but lechor I still have to pick up a min. So if I'm going to pick them up one by one, pick up the hadasim arabas one by one, so I'm not really picking up the full min. I'm only picking up chatzi min. So there is a svara to say that maybe I wouldn't be able to be honest. Yeah.
In the case of like being able to pick up like each min's after that, would there be room to say then that you could do like hadasim and like do an araba, or in any case that would not be okay?
the Aravas together, the two Aravas together, the three Hadassim together. Yeah, that's what Pizeach Hazah means. To pick up the full min, and then to pick up the next full min. The shaila that we're addressing is, can you pick up chalokim of the same min, Pizeach Hazah also? Yes?
I think what Sam was saying was, if I have one, can I pick up one bad Arava, and then one bad of the Hados, and then back to the other Arava, and then back to the Hados, according to the Chazanish?
According to the Chazanish, Mustami, yes. Well, what's the difference? It's all one mice in a tila, so how you could be able, yeah, that would be a good point. So this is the machlokas, the Rosh and the Rambam, and perhaps the second nafkamina that might emerge from that machlokas. But both the Rosh and the Rambam argue with the Ramban. The Ramban seems to hold that lakicha tama does not require a tzir of the meaning. Bepshuto, Eitan, if you'll forgive me, right? Bepshuto, the Ramban is saying that lakicha tama does not require a tzir of the meaning. You just have to pick them all up in the same day. You have to have all the meaning, but you don't need a tzir of the different meaning. And that's why, according to the Ramban, you don't actually have to own the nevasachas. You can own the Esrog, then buy the Lulav afterwards. You don't have to own the Mevasachas, because you don't really need a Tzirf of the Mina. And the Rosh and the Rambam obviously require more, because they hold that you do need a Tzirf of the Mina. This question as to whether you need a Tzirf of the Mina or not, any Tzirf of the Mina or not, relates to a different issue, a very important issue. And that is, let's say a person is mafsik between the Mina. He's mafsik. He makes a brach on the Lulav and Esrog, he picks up the Lulav, he puts it down. We pass him to the Eved like the Bahag, that you can be Yotze B'Zeach Hazah. But let's say Soch Ben Taim, let's say he speaks between the Minim. Is that a problem? Is that a problem or not? So the Ramah quotes the Hagos Maimini, who says that if Soch Ben Ayim, then you have to make a new bracha. Somehow that's Mevatel, the mitzvah. Soch Ben Ayim, you speak between the Minim. Even though we paskin that you can do a netilah b'zeach hazeh and biyotze the mitzvah, but that's only if lo sach. If sach ben tayim, then you have to make a new bracha. Sounds like, according to the Bir Halacha, it almost sounds like you have to start all over again. You picked up a lulav, then you were sach, you put it down. You were sach ben tayim before you picked up the esrog, then you'd have to pick up the lulav again, because you have to start all over again. That's what the Ramah quotes. So the Bir Halacha cites the kasha of the Mogen Avram. Mogen Avram says, why should Soch Ben Taim be a problem? We know when it comes to Tkiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, the Chatchila person is not supposed to speak in the middle of the Tkiyahs. You know, we have Tkiyahs the Miyushav and Tkiyahs the Mu'uma. There are a lot of Tkiyahs. There's the Mitzvah Deraisa, the Mitzvah Derabon, the Larbev Esasatan, lots of different Tkiyahs. You're really not supposed to speak until the end. Every Rav, you know, gets up before Tkiyah Shofar and says, and don't be mafsik, try not to be mafsik, unless you have to take care of a young child or something, try not to be mafsik until the end. L'chatchila, you're really supposed to be mitzarif full of the Tkiyahs to the Barucha. So Maishna, Tilas Lula from Tkiyah Shofar, when it comes to Tkiyah Shofar, if Soch Ben Tayin be the Yevid, we say that you don't make another Barucha. Okay, so there's not going to be a full tzirif between the Barucha and all of the Tkiyah Shofar. But there still was a tzirif between the Barucha and the first Tkiyahs. So the bracha was chal on part of the mitzvah. So we say, b'di'eved, you just continue blowing. You listen to the rest of the kolos. Even if you're mafsik ben time, that's okay. And yet, when it comes to netilas lulav, we say that the Gos Maimini is quoted by the Ramah is saying that if you're soch ben time, you're mafsik between the minim, you're not yotzin, you got to start all over again. Ma'ishna zemi zefrak d'magin avram. Says the Bir Halacha, he thinks the answer is netilas lulav is not the same as tkiyah shofar. Netilas lulav, even if you hold that Netilah B'Zeach Hazeh works, but you need a tzirif between the meaning. There's a shaila, what kind of tzirif do you need? We talk, the Rosh, the Rambam, you need a Maisa Netilah Achas. Is it enough to have a tzirif koldo? But you need some kind of a tzirif, you need some kind of combination. There must be some kind of chibur, of tzirif between the meaning. Zok debir alocha, that's why, if Soch Ben Taim, you mevatel the whole mitzvah. Because if you speak in the middle, if you're mafsik between the minim, then you've broken that tziruf. If you've broken the tziruf, then how can you be yotzei? Even if the tila b'zeach hazeh is enough, but there has to be a tziruf between the minim. If you've been mafsik, then you've broken the tziruf, and then you're not going to be yotzei. So this is a special halacha that applies dafka over here. Right? When it comes to the mitzvah of netilas lulav, you need a tziruf between the minim, according to the Rosh and the Rambam, within the Bahag. The Ramban might argue, but the Rosh and the Rambam within the Bahag hold that you do need a tzir. If you need a tzir, then if soch ben time, it's going to be a problem. The Bir Halacha at the end adds, though, that the Ritva argues. The Hagos Maimini says that if you mafsik ben time, then you break the tzir, and you're not going to be yotzei. But the Ritva says no. This is at the end of the piece in the Ritva that we looked at yesterday. The Ritva first quotes the Rambam and the Ramban, different shittas about what the Tila B'Zeach HaZeh involves. Then the Ritva ends off with the following statement. Dr. Ritvan, you should just know that if you're mafsik between the minim, it's not a problem. Just like Beit Kiyas Shoif, if you're mafsik between the minim, it's not a problem. If you're mafsik between the tchias, it's not a problem. But the Eved, l'chatchila, obviously you shouldn't be mafsik. But the Eved, if you're mafsik in the middle, it's not a problem. Says the Ritva, by the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, it's doch bezel bezach. It's the same thing. If you're mafsik between the minim, it's okay. Because Netilas bezach as it works. If you're mafsik between the minim, it's not a problem. So the Be'er Lava just points out, you know, the Ritva argues. That's a little bit of a pella. Why should the Ritva argue? Dagos Maimini seems to make sense. Even if you hold Netilas bezach as it's kosher, but you have to have a tzir from the minim, and yet the Ritva argues. How can he argue? So says the Be'er Lava, it's not a kasha b'chlal. Who's the Ritva explaining? Is the Ritva just making this statement in the Veltarein? He's just making this statement as a separate addition to what he said? No, the Ritva is going within the Ramban. The second shita that he quotes is the Ramban. Mori harav kosa v'shem raboseinu zal. The Ritva quotes from the Ramban, Mori harav. The Ritva learned by the Rashbah. He learned directly from the Ramban. Okay, he quotes from the Ramban. Maybe he means Mori Harav the Ra'ah from Raboseinu, from the Ramban. His Rebbe told him that maybe you don't even have to own the Dalet Minim as long as you pick them up in the same day. That's okay. So it's on that Shita that the Ritva adds V'afal pi shehitzik v'sav be'min l'min ein zehefsik. The Ramban l'shitaso, the Ramban holds that you don't need a tzirah between the Minim. B'pshutim. Right, the simple pshat in the Ramban is that you don't need a tzirah between the minim. Maybe this talk is a raya to that pshat in the Ramban. Right, you don't need a tzirah between the minim and mehay time agufa says the Ritva. If you're mafsik between the minim, not a problem, because since you don't need a tzirah, as long as you pick them up in the same day, then you are mekayim the full mitzvah. You did all the chalokim of the mitzvah. You mekayim the full mitzvah. So even if you're mafsik in time, it doesn't matter because the Ramban l'shitasa holds that you don't need a tzirah between the minim. So even if you have a hefsik between the minim, it should be okay. So it could be that this shaila, whether you can be mafsik between the minim, even b'di'evit, is that ma'akev in the mitzvah or not? That might be dependent on the different shitas of the Rishonim within the Bahag. Even if you hold the tila b'zeach as it works, but some Rishonim might hold that you need a tzirah between the minim. The Ramban holds that you don't need a tzirah between the minim. Nafkemina, let's say you're mafsik between the minim. Would that be a problem or not? If you need a tzirah, then it would be a problem. If you don't need a tzirah, then it would be okay. Yes?
We said that the Lashon of the Ritva was maybe locked after for the Rambam because we're just saying that when he says that you don't need a tzirah, so we said that he doesn't need a tzirah of Gomer like the Rosh, he just needs some tzirah. So what can we say?
Both the Rambam and the Ramban hold you don't need a tzirah of Gomer, but it happens to be that statement is even stronger according to Ramban because Ramban holds you don't need a tzirah of Klal. So the Ritva there is talking according to both Shitas. You don't need a tzirah of Gomer for sure. But there's a further machlokas. Do you need a tzirif kolder who, or do you not need a tzirif at all? Yeah.
So can we say that when he says that there's no tzirif, we mean that there's no tzirif of the meaning? There's not a tzirif gomer. There's even less of a tzirif for the Ramban than for the Rambam. Meaning, if we're saying that it works for the Rambam also, and the Rambam is lavdafka, it's just a little bit. So the Ramban's even less. So you could definitely, I feel like, we even lavdafka that, and still say that the Ramban does hold tzirif, and then it's a kasha why the Ritva holds. Other Ritva says that there's
right. How can you be mafsik bentani?
Right.
Right. But the fact that the Ritva quotes that at the end of this piece, where he said that you don't need tzirif, sounds like he really holds that you don't need tzirif. According to someone, you don't need a tzirif at all. Because if you need a tzirif, according to everyone, just tzirif kolder was enough. So then, the hemshech of the Ritva doesn't read. So I think it's much more mistaber to say that at least someone holds that you don't need a tzirif at all. So. How can it make sense to say that that's the Ramban Shita and then the Ritva reads beautifully because it's really a Hemshech of the Ramban? He quotes the Rambam, but he likes the Ramban. That's what his Rebbeim have taught him. So to that Shita, he adds that if you're mafsik bein time, it's not a problem because you don't need to see a fiddle between them. Yeah.
But if we're also, once the suggestion would be that maybe the Ramban would say that the tzirah would be for Kavizman, so it's already a different type of tzirah than the other Rishonim. Right.
Right.
So would it be possible to say that maybe for him that hefsik wouldn't that Sichel wouldn't be a Hafzik either anyway, meaning Sichel would only be a Hafzik for the other Rishonim who hold that it has to do with the Maaseh Netilah, they all need to be together.
Right. Yeah, you could say that. As long as the Ramban holds there's no din of Tzir for Maaseh Netilah, so then you could be Mafsik also. Because again, according to the Ramban, the Yisod is that you just have to pick up the four Minim in one day. So even if you're Mafsik, you still picked up the four Minim in one day. So if that's how you define the Tzir for the Ramban, you're basically, you know, whittling it down so much that Kimat you're saying there's no tzir. You're saying there's no tzir in the Maaseh Netilah. It's really the same thing. It's at that point it's really semantics. You're saying it's a new din tzir according to Ramban, a totally different type of din tzir. It's a totally different type of din tzir. So then the halach is going to be the same. That a hefsek is not going to be a problem. Okay. Till now we've talked about the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. What's included in the mitzvah, the nanuim, the hoshanas, the anshi Yerushalayim. And then we discussed whether you need netilah b'vasachas, so maybe netilah b'vasachas is sufficient. I'd like to discuss now a very interesting maaseh rav. Right? Reb Chaim used to do something very interesting. He had an interesting minig related to the mitzvah of netilas lulav. And that minig actually connects to everything we've been discussing till now. You'll see that the psak of Reb Chaim in this area actually is going to touch on many of the issues that we discussed this past week. Rav Tzipras HaFrank in the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh in Sukkos Chelek Beis Siman Tes quotes the following mice. Reb Chaim, people brought to Reb Chaim two Esrogim, one from Eretz Yisrael and one from Korfu. Apparently Korfu was a place where they had beautiful Esrogim. The Esrogim Eretz Yisrael were not as nice. Now they've learned how to work on the trees a little bit better, I guess, you know, over time they become more expert, and now the Esrogim that come from Eretz Yisrael are also beautiful. But at the time they weren't as nice, they weren't as beautiful. So the question was, what should Reb Chaim do? Which Esrog should he take first? He wants to be Yotze the mitzvah Behidr, but the problem is the Esrog from Eretz Yisrael may have been Vadai Kosher, but it was the Esrog from Eretz Yisrael was Vadai Kosher, but it was not Mehudr. The Esrog from Korfu was Mehudr, but it was only Safek Kasha, because it may have been a Murkav, it may have been grafted. And that was the Shaila. The question was, maybe it was Mehudr because they grafted the tree with something else to make it stronger, to make it more beautiful, to make the Esrog more beautiful. So it was a Safek Kasha. So Reb Chaim wanted to take both Esrog, he wanted to make sure he's Yotze the Mitzvah, but he also wanted to be Yotze the Mitzvah Behidr. So the question was, which one to take first? Should he take the Vadai Kosher first and then take the Esrog Mehudr, even though it's only Safek Kosher? Or no, should he take the Esrog Mehudr first and then take the Vadai Kosher? Reb Chaim was noheg, whenever the situation came up, he would always take the Mehudr Dika Esrog first and then he'd take the Vadai Kosher afterwards. Why? Because he felt that the idea of Hidr Mitzvah only makes sense if it's embellishing, if it's connected to the Iker Mitzvah. If it's mitzuruf to the Iker Mitzvah. So if he were to take the Vadai Kosher first, so what's he doing? Picking up a lulav and Esrog, picking up all four minim. He's Yotze the Mitzvah of Vadai. So then when he puts that Esrog down to pick up the next Esrog, that's a new Maaseh Netilah. Reb Chaim felt that that's a Hidr Mitzvah that's disconnected from the Iker Mitzvah. And Hidr Mitzvah lo Mitzvah lo Shamanu. There's no such thing as a Hidr Mitzvah that's disconnected from the Iker Mitzvah. So he felt the only way to do this is to pick up the Esrog that's Mehudr but Safek Kosher first. So that if it turns out that it's Kosher, if Klapei Shmaya Galya that it's Kosher, then you Yotze the Mitzvah Behidr. Because this is the first Maaseh Netilah. You're being Yotze the Mitzvah now. And you're being Yotze Behidr. And then you'll pick up the Esrog that's Vadai Kosher just in case the Esrog Mehudr was not Kosher. Then at least you'll be Yotze the Mitzvah with the other Esrog, the Esrog that's not so Mehudr, but at least you'll be Yotze the Mitzvah. That's the way Reb Chaim was noheg to be Yotze the Mitzvah. He'd pick up the Safek Kosher that's Mehudr and then pick up the Vadai Kosher that was not Mehudr. So that he was sure that he'd be Yotze the Mitzvah Behidr if the first Esrog that's Mehudr is really Kosher, and worse comes to worse, at least he'll be Yotze the Mitzvah with the Vadai Kosher afterwards. Questions?
Yeah. What do you do about bracha in that case?
You jumped the gun to the end, Gevaldik Daniel. Ah, we're going to get that point. Excellent point. Sefer His Orus Tshuva, written by the grandson of the Chasam Sofer. So he points out that his father and grandfather, the Ksav Sofer and the Chasam Sofer, were not knowing that way. They were knowing Pumfakeh. That in the same type of situation, where they have an Esther that's Mehudah but Safek Kosher, and then an Esther that's Vadek Kosher but not Mehudah, they would always pick up the Vadek Kosher first. First, they make the Bracha, pick up the Vadek Kosher, pick up the Dalamini with the Vadek Kosher, then they put down the Vadek Kosher, and pick up the Esther Mehudah. That's how they would be Yotzer the Mitzvah. Against the Reb Chaim. Not Menachot Zalakotzer, Reb Chaim against the Chasam Sofer. Two different approaches and how to fulfill them in the Tiras Lulav. So, Be'emes, Reb Chaim's approach is really the approach of his father, the Beis HaLevi. You see this in the Tshuva of the Beis HaLevi, where he talks about a similar scenario. He doesn't talk about a case where you have the two Esrogim in front of you. The Beis HaLevi says, "May olam nistapakti," and in page 2, "Zek hama nistapakti," he says. Page 3, excuse me. The Beis HaLevi Sofek is, let's say a person takes a lulav in Esrog, and then, you know, he's sitting in his sukkah learning, and his chavra comes, and he says, you know, you want to see my Esrog? Shows him his Esrog, and the person says, wow, that's a beautiful Esrog. So, you know, the chavra tells him, well, maybe you want to take the Esrog. So what's the person supposed to say? No, I was yotzei the mitzvah of netilas lulav already in the morning. There's no point. Well, maybe he should take his lulav, take the esrog again, be yotzei again. Now you'll be yotzei behider. That's the sofek of the Beis HaLevi. And the Beis HaLevi says he thinks that there's no point. Afagav the betchila im hayu lefan of shnei biyachar im uchiv litol hanoa aval ata shekvar noto v'yotzei bo dena lefchiv shel ha-mitzvah. Im kein b'mei yisnoa zebel ha-mitzvah. Now that he's already taken the lulav and esrog one time during the day, he's been yotzei the mitzvah. The mitzvah's over. So once the mitzvah is over, is there any point in doing quote-unquote hidden mitzvah? There is no hidden mitzvah, according to Beis HaLevi. Hidden mitzvah below mitzvah lo shamadu. There's no such thing as hidden mitzvah without the ikar mitzvah. If you've been yotze the mitzvah, why take the no'eh later in the day? You're not going to accomplish anything. It's hidden mitzvah below mitzvah. It's completely disconnected from the ikar mitzvah, so there's no point. Similar to the Reb Chaim. It's really the same idea, it's just a different case. Reb Chaim is talking about where the two estrogim are in front of you, but it's doch the zel b'shail, right? Because if you pick up the esrog that's vadek kosher, you've already been yotzei. And once you've been yotzei, so then there's no point to the hidden mitzvah. The case of the Beis HaLevi is where you picked up a lulav and esrog. You only had one sug. You only had one set of dalamina. But then you get the esrog noah later. So is there any inyan to pick it up later? Zok the Beis HaLevi, nay. What's the point? Hidden mitzvah, lo mitzvah lo shamanu. You can't have hidden mitzvah disconnected from the yekan mitzvah. So once you've been yotzei the mitzvah, forget about it. What's this all based on? Where did they get this idea, Reb Chaim and the Beis HaLevi, that you can't have a hidden mitzvah that's disconnected from the mitzvah? So, they often point out that the Brisker Rav, right, not the Beis HaLevi, not his son Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim's son, the Brisker Rav, right, the Gris, Yitzchak Zev. It's a family affair over here. The Brisker Rav, in his Sefer on the Rambam, in Hilchas Chanukah, is a very famous piece. I once heard someone said that every card-carrying member of Brisk knows this piece in the Brisker Rav. You might not know all the Brisker Ravs in Kutchin, but this one you gotta know. If you want to be a card-carrying member, just check. If you want to be a card-carrying member of Brisk, then you have to know this piece in Brisker Rav. Yeah. So I'm not going to talk about Hilchas Chanukah here, that's really beyond the shir. But they talk about Mahadrim and Mahadrin, how exactly do you fulfill the mitzvah, the big machlokas, Tosis and the Rambam, and then Hamachas, the Ramah and the Rambam within that Shita. So that's what the Brisker is going on. But to explain the Ramah and the Rambam, he talks about Hidda Mitzvah in general. So we'll focus on that Nakuda of the Brisker. The Brisker quotes a famous machlokas, Rishonim, on a Gemara in Shabbos about Bris Milah. Gemara in Shabbos points out that aside from the cutting off of the orla itself, that's the ikar of the Bris Milah, there are certain tzitzin, there are appendages of skin attached to the orla that also have to be cut off. There are certain tzitzin that are ma'akev samila, and there are tzitzin that are not ma'akev samila. Certain appendages that are part of the mitzvah, and if you don't cut those appendages off, you have to go back and cut them off because you haven't been yotzei the mitzvah yet. There are other appendages that are not ma'akev samila. They're a hider. To cut off those tzitzin, that's taka a hider mitzvah in Bris Milah, but they're not ma'akev samila. So what's the din? Person does the bris milah, he cuts the arlo off, and he leaves some of the tzitzit. Does he have to go back, or does he not have to go back? So that's what the Braisa talks about. Masech the Shabbos and Kuf Lama Gimel Amud Beis. Braisa says, Hamol, kol zman shu osek b'milah choze ben ala tzitzin, ha-ma'akven ha-samilah ben ala tzitzin, she'en ma'akven ha-samilah. Pireish, al tzitzin ha-ma'akven ha-samilah chozer, al tzitzin she'en ma'akven ha-samilah en ha-chozer. The Gemara distinguishes between whether he's still osek in the midst of milah, or he was pirish. Was he misalik yodo? He's not in the makam milah anymore. He stopped the mitzvah. Well, he's still involved. If he's still involved, then he goes back for everything. He goes back for the tzitzin that ma'akev is hamilah. That zikr he has to go back for, because that's part of the mitzvah. You haven't been yotze yet. But the chiddush of the Gemara is that if he's still osek in the midst of milah, he goes back even for the tzitzin she'ein ma'akev is hamilah. They're not ma'akev is hamilah, but they're part of the hidden mitzvah. You can go back for that too. But once pirish, once silek yodo, then he goes back for the tzitzin ma'akfin, because that's a chelik for the mitzvah. He doesn't go back for the tzitzin she'im ma'akfin. That's the gimma. Yes?
If a person was doing milah and then was misalek yodo, didn't do the part that was ma'akev, do you then continue to do the part that's...
Yes. If you go back for the part that's ma'akev, then mistama you could do the tzitzin she'im ma'akfin too.
Because you're osik again.
Because you're osik again, exactly. So the question in the Rishonim is, what's the... Yeah, I'm sorry?
When it comes to going back to, I mean, like, I don't want the bracha, but for in the bris milah case, meaning if he was ma'akev,
you make another bracha.
If you missed was ma'akev, and you already were stopping osik in the mitzvah, would you then go back and make a bracha milah again?
Well, if you were mafsik, you're saying?
I don't know if that's the same thing as stopping being osik. I don't know if that's the same thing as mafsik, but like, what's the?
I mean, again, in the case of tkiyah shofar. You don't make another bracha. As long as the bracha is mitzvah to the tchilas ha-mitzvah, that's sufficient. So here too, it's not that you need a tziruf between the halakim and the milah, you have to do the mitzvah milas. You have to cut off everything. But is there a din that all the tzitzin have to be mitzuruf to the removal of the arla? I'm not sure. So I think you probably would not make a bracha there. Guess. But let's say partial. Let's say he wasn't mafsik, he didn't say anything, but he just stopped. But now he's going to go back, certainly he's not going to make another bracha. Wait just 1 second. If you're mopsik, let's assume you're not going to make another bracha. Okay, let's leave the bracha out for a moment. What's the case? What are we talking about? You're doing a bris milah during the week, Shabbos. Well, what's so? Comes Rashi and says we're talking about mol b'Shabbos. It's dafka for a bris milah b'Shabbos. Rashi, the tour, they all say that this din that you don't go back for the tzitzin she'ein ma'akven ha'samila once silek es yado. That's only on Shabbos. Why? Because the din on Shabbos is that Mila is Docha Shabbos. Even the hidden mitzvah of Mila is Docha Shabbos. But the hidden mitzvah of Mila is Docha Shabbos only if you're Osek in the Guf HaMitzvah. Once you've stopped doing the mitzvah, then you can't just do the hidden mitzvah on Shabbos. If the hidden mitzvah is disconnected from the mitzvah, you can't just do the hidden mitzvah on Shabbos. It's not Nitan for Dechia. It can't be Docha Shabbos for just hidden mitzvah of Mila. If you're doing a mitzvah milah, so then everything, every part of the mitzvah milah comes along for the ride, even on Shabbos, Docha Shabbos. But during the week, says Rashi and the Torah seem to be implying, I didn't say it beferish, but the fact that he says Hamol b'Shabbos, sounds like during the week, Avada you would go back to take off the tzitzit. The tzitzit ha-ma'akfin, the tzitzit shein ma'akfin. It doesn't matter whether you're osik in the mitzvah of milah, whether you're pirish, so what? You go back for all the tzitzit. You go back for the ikar mitzvah. You go back for the hidden mitzvah. Of course you'd go back during the week. Question is, Dechia Shabbos, the fact that Mila is Docha Shabbos, is it Docha for hidden mitzvah by itself, or is it only Docha for the hidden mitzvah that comes in conjunction with the mitzvah itself? That's Rashi in the Torah. But the Rambam in Hilchos Milah disagrees. The Rambam says we're talking about even Mol B'Chol. Even if you do a Bris Milah during the week, if Silek Yoda, you stop doing the mitzvah Milah, then you only go back for the Tzitzin HaMa'akfin HaSamilah, not for the Tzitzin Shein Ma'akfin. Once Silek Yodo, it's over, you don't go back for the hidden mitzvah anymore. Bechol. It's not just the din in Shabbos, even Bechol. What's the machlokas Rashi in the Rambam? Whether Bechol, you go back for the tzitzin she'ein ma'akven ha'samila, for the hidden mitzvah, without the mitzvah. So the Brisker Rav wanted to suggest that maybe they argue about the nature of hidden mitzvah. The Rambam holds that hidden mitzvah lo mitzvah lo shamanu. There is no such thing as hidden mitzvah without the mitzvah. So that's why the Rambam says that even Bechol, once you finish the mitzvah and you see Silek Yodo, there's no point in the hidden mitzvah. The hidden mitzvah only makes sense if it's embellishing the ikar mitzvah, if it's connected to the ikar mitzvah. So if you if you weren't Masalik Yodov, the mitzvah is still going on, so then it makes sense to go back to the Hidden Mitzvah. But once, see, like Yodov, once Piresh, the Ikka Mitzvah is over. The Rambam holds, you can't have a Hidden Mitzvah that's disconnected from the Ikka Mitzvah. It can't live by itself. So once you finish the Ikka Mitzvah, then there's no point in going back to the Hidden Mitzvah. Even Bechol. Says the Briski Rav, maybe Rashi and the Tur argue, and they hold that you can have a Hidden Mitzvah that's disconnected from the Ikka Mitzvah. And that's why they claim that Bechol, you go back for the Tzitzin, even Tzitzin Shein Makfin Esamila. Even if, see like the other, you may have finished the Ikka Mitzvah, but there still is Hidden Mitzvah, and you can go back to the Hidden Mitzvah. There is a point to the Hidden Mitzvah, even if it's not going to be connected to the Ikka Mitzvah. That's how the Briski Rav wanted to explain this particular Machlokes Rishon. It's interesting, because the Beis HaLevi assumed there's a Dover Pasha that you can't have a Hidden Mitzvah without the Ikka Mitzvah. He just assumed there's a Dover Pasha like that. And he makes reference to this Machlokes, the Rambam and Rashi about Mila. He has a totally different way of explaining that, Machlokes. Because he's so convinced that everyone has to hold like this. Even Rashi has to hold like this. Hidden Mitzvah, Lo Mitzvah, Lo Shamanu. So how does Rashi say that you go back to the Hidden Mitzvah without the Guf HaMitzvah? How does that work? The Beis HaLevi has a Yesod, we're not going to develop it, but think about it over Shabbos. He has a Yesod in the midst of Mila, not in the midst, not in the concept of Hidden Mitzvah. The Beis HaLevi says, what is the midst of Mila? Is it the Maisa Mila? Cutting off the Arla? The Maisa? Or is it what? Status, right? That's what you were saying, Josh, and Seder. The Totsah, the fact that the person is Gemalt, that he's a Nemo. If the mitzvah is fulfilled, because the person is a Nemo, so that mitzvah continues to be fulfilled every moment of the person's life. If he's Gemalt, if he's a Nemo, then he is fulfilling a mitzvah every moment. There are different rayas this year, so we're not going to get involved in all the rayas. So says the Beis HaLevi, maybe that's what Rashi holds. Rashi holds that the mitzvah of Mila continues to be fulfilled, even after Silek Yada. You see, we thought that the mitzvah of Mila is over once Silek Yada, because we thought it was a mitzvah Nemaisa. That's heckle with the Rambam. And that's why the Rambam says, once Silek is Yada, you can't go back for the mitzvah, because Hidden Mitzvah, Lo Mitzvah, Lo Shamanu. What does Rashi hold? Rashi also agrees that you can't have a Hidden Mitzvah disconnected from the Guna Mitzvah. But Rashi says Mila is different than every other mitzvah. The mitzvah of Mila continues. La'olam void, as long as the person's alive. So the mitzvah is continuing. If the Ikka mitzvah is continuing, then you can do the Hidden Mitzvah even after Silek is Yada. That's because the Beis HaLevi is so convinced of this Yisod that he has to reinterpret the mitzvah of Mila to explain Rashi. Okay? This is what Reb Chaim's Shita was based on. Again, Reb Chaim, in the case of the Esrogim, he picked up the Esrog HaMahudr that was Safek Kosher first, because he felt Hidden Mitzvah Lo Mitzvah Lo Shamanu. So if he picks up the Vadi Kosher, he's already been Yotzei, then he can't fulfill the Hidden Mitzvah later. So what could the Chasam Sofer and the Ksav Sofer argue about? Why would they argue against Reb Chaim? So one way to look at the Chasam Sofer and the Ksav Sofer is they might claim, like the Briski Rav's understanding of Rashi. They could just argue with the Yisod. They could say that maybe you can have a Hidden Mitzvah that's disconnected from the Guf HaMitzvah. You could have such an idea. So maybe that's why they felt that there was no problem to switch it. We still have to understand why they felt you should switch it. But the fact that they picked up the Vade Kosher first, so the first kasha that you'd ask on them is, what's the purpose of picking up the Esrog HaMahudr after you've picked up the Vade Kosher? That's Reb Chaim's whole point. So how is the Chasam Sofer going to answer Reb Chaim's point? So he could say, just like the Briski Rav, L'chore, that he's assuming, like Rashi, like the Torah, that you can have a Hidden Mitzvah without the Guf HaMitzvah. So if you can have the Hidden Mitzvah without the Guf HaMitzvah, so then they hold that even though you've already been Yotzei the Mitzvah with the Vade Kosher, you can still be Mekayim the concept of Hidden Mitzvah. Yes?
Is there any reason for the Chasam Sofer not to do like
that? What we're going to get to that. That's the second Chelek. First of all, what do they say to Reb Chaim's Yisod? His Yisod is that you can't have a Hidden Mitzvah without the Guf HaMitzvah. So first we have to understand what they respond to that Yisod, and then we're going to have to figure out why the Bedavka took it in the opposite direction. Right? Why Bedavka they took the Esrog that's Vade Kosher first. So at first glance, you think the Chasam Sofer and the Ksav Sofer could just hold like Rashi and say that you can have a Hidden Mitzvah that's disconnected from the Guf HaMitzvah, even though you've fulfilled the mitzvah already, but you can still have a Hidden Mitzvah. The emissary at some point out that this might be worse. It's not so posh that that the Chasam Sofer can just go like Rashi, because this is worse than Mila. You see, in the case of Mila, when you go back to do the tzitzin, you may have already been yotze the mitzvah, but you're still going back to the same cheftza of Mila. You're improving on the bris Mila that you did before. You've already been yotze the mitzvah. This is only tzitzin she'ein ma'akfin es ha-mila. You've already been yotze the mitzvah. But what are you doing? You still are going back to the same cheftza shel mitzvah to do hidden mitzvah. But by lulav, if you put down one esrit and then you pick up a different esrit, what is the connection at all? What are you doing? You've already been yotze the mitzvah. Mitzvah's up. So what am I doing now? I'm not embellishing that mitzvah because it's a different esrit. It's a totally different maase netila. In the case of Mila, I might be doing something else, but it's still on the same chafza. Reb Chaim's case was when you're picking up a different esrig, it's mamish a different maase netila. There's no connection between the two. If I've already been yose, then picking up the second esrig is like jumping up and down in my place. It's like picking up a baseball bat. Well, what's the difference? There's no connection between the second esrig and the first esrig. L'chora, the Chasam Sofer seems to be very difficult. What's the purpose of doing the hidden mitzvah? Once you've been yotze the mitzvah, it's over, right? So by picking up the second esrog, you're not embellishing the first mitzvah. It's not even a hidden mitzvah. Hidden mitzvah has to be embellishing the same mitzvah. If the second ma'aseh netilah is not a mitzvah, so what are you doing? If the second ma'aseh netilah is not a mitzvah, it can't be hidden mitzvah either. Hidden mitzvah means I'm doing a mitzvah, but if I've already been yotze, I did a ma'aseh netilah already, my second ma'aseh netilah is not a ma'aseh mitzvah b'chlal, so where's the hidden mitzvah? By Mila, you can talk about a hidden mitzvah because it's a hidder in the same chafza, but here I'm not doing a ma'aseh netilah in the same chafza, so what's going on? Someone has suggested that maybe the real answer to the Chasam Sofer is the minig of the Anshei Yerushalayim. From the minute of the Anshei Yerushalayim, you see that maybe you can be yotze the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav multiple times in one day. Remember? We talked about this. Maybe you can be yotze the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav multiple times during one day. And that's what the Chasam Sofer and the Chasam Sofer were assuming. If you hold at the minute of the Anshei Yerushalayim to take the Lulav and Esrog with them the whole day, is to be yotze the mitzvah multiple times during the day. So then I understand why when I pick up the second Esrog, I'm doing a mitzvah. Till now we asked, there is no mitzvah in picking up the second esrog. It's like just a ma'isa ba'alma because I've been yotze already. I'm not accomplishing anything with the second ma'isa netila. But if we understand the minig of the Anshei Yerushalayim, that they felt that every extra ma'isa netila, the lulav and esrog during the day is a new kiyum mitzvah, then there's room to say that if I do it behidr, I have accomplished something. Because now my hidden mitzvah is attached to a ma'isa mitzvah. So then Ataka makes sense with the Chasam Sofer and the Ksav Sofer were knowing, because then there actually would be a hidden mitzvah in this case. And of course, what would Reb Chaim say? How would he respond? Reb Chaim would say, what raya from the minig of the Anshei Yerushalayim? The minig of the Anshei Yerushalayim was because they felt that every extra ma'aseh netilah that you do is another ma'aseh mitzvah? What are you talking about? The minig of the Anshei Yerushalayim was to be mamshech, the original ma'aseh netilah. But if you're picking up a new esrog, that's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. That's clearly a different mice. Now you can't be mamshich the first mice until they're picking up a different esrig. Reb Chaim and the Chasam Sofer perhaps might be debating what the minig of the Anshei Yerushalayim was. Was it like Reb Elazar Moshe Horovitz that they just mamshich the first mice until, or was it like the Meiri that they felt that every extra mice until is also a kiyum mitzvah? If you hold every extra ma'aseh netilah as a kiyum mitzvah, then there's a makom to say that the second ma'aseh netilah with the second esrog could be a hidden mitzvah. Reb Chaim felt it's not. The minhag of the Anshei Yerushalayim was not to assume that every ma'aseh netilah is another ma'aseh mitzvah. Rather, there has to be a hemshech. In this case, there's no hemshech, so there's no room to say that the second ma'aseh netilah is going to be a hidden mitzvah. The only way to say it's a hidder is to connect it to the original mitzvah, but you can't, because once you put it down, the first ma'aseh netilah is gone, and hidder mitzvah, lo mitzvah, lo shamanu. So we do understand now Reb Chaim and the Chasam Sofer how they're arguing about the nature of hidder mitzvah. Can you disconnect the hidder mitzvah from the gufa mitzvah? Is netilah sulav somehow different? Can you be yotzei multiple times the mitzvah of netilah sulav during the day? That we can understand. We can understand the basic machlokas. But the question remains, the second issue that many of you have mentioned. Albeit the Chasam Sofer and the Ksav Sofer can explain why there will be a mitzvah if I pick up the second Esrog with the lulav. But the question is, why did they force themselves into that position? Why did they bedafka feel that you should pick up the Vaday Kosher before the Esrog Es Mahuda? Why didn't they just do like the Reb Chaim? So, take a look at some at the rest of the Makaros. We're going to touch on what Daniel said, and maybe what really was troubling the Chasam Sofer is that if you don't pick up the Vaday Kosher, then there's a Sofik Hefsik in the Bruch. Because if it turns out that the Esrog Mahuder really was not kosher, then your bracha really was going on the second Esrog, not the first Esrog. And that would be a hefsik between the bracha and the Maisa Mitzvah. Maybe that's what was troubling them. So look at the Rashi Masechta Erevin, look at the other Makaros, and we'll try to come full circle.